Hi, this is Nikki.
This is Sophie.
This is Ashlyn.
This is Maddie.
And this is Chloe.
And this is the Cantos, casting from Jackson High School. The Cantos discusses various academic, social, and cultural topics relevant to the layers of high school. Today we're going to talk about the importance of discussion-based classroom settings.
I feel like this is so important in high school because all of us are so used to the traditional row classroom worksheet. And I don't know how effective that is, but I feel like this class in our AP Lang is so different because we're all around tables and we're discussing topics in the classroom that are relevant, and I feel like it just provides a deeper understanding.
Yeah, I think it lets you have an opinion. Like, when you're in other classes, you just sit quietly in the back of the class, but when you're in a classroom like this, you can voice your opinion and have others, like, discuss their opinions.
And you're not judged for having your opinion. Right. Everyone's very welcoming.
I feel like it's really nice for a cultural standpoint, too, because in classes like these, we get to hear very diverse opinions. Yes. And views on life, and we get to share ours.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it makes you feel more empowered, too, rather than a teacher talking down at you. Your teacher is talking with you, which provides a much more, like, a stronger connection between the student and the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like when you have an idea and like you go with an idea, it's a lot easier to build off that idea when you have other people pitching into it. So like your own ideas are good ideas, but like a lot, you know, the more heads, more power, more brain power, all that.
Mm-hmm. I was doing some research on this topic, and there's actually a title to it. It's called the Harkness Method. And it's when 8 to 12 students sit around an oval table and they just share their thoughts and ideas and they have a discussion, and it provides so much more reasoning and like thought development within the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And there's minimum interjection from the instructor, which is nice because you're able to adapt your own leadership qualities within the classroom, and you don't need to wait for a teacher to tell you what to do. You just take on that responsibility yourself. And I feel like there's also a lot more communication between people in the classroom, which helps a lot with community within your school.
It definitely helps with the social skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You need to be able to talk to people, and in usual classrooms, you don't talk to anybody about anything.
Like social anxiety.
Yes.
I feel like the setup of this classroom really helps with that, too. Mm-hmm. Like, we have these big tables where, like, more people can sit around.
Yes. Open.
Rather than, like, the lines and rows of desks where, like, I don't know,
we don't feel constricted.
And that openness allows a deeper connection to the content and the things you're learning, because when you just get, you know, you get an article to read, in other classes you might, you know, talk to the text, annotate it, answer some questions. You're thinking very linearly, like you're not like connecting it to like the people around you and the world around you, but when you're able to like have these discussions and like be open to the opinions around you, you can like connect with what you're like investigating better.
And that's what you're going to remember. You're not going to remember a worksheet answer. You're going to remember the discussion you have, and that's going to teach you so many things that you're going to use in your future.
So I feel like also it prepares you for going out into the work field, because a lot of businesses are shifting towards more collaborative workspace. Like here in downtown Jackson, we have like
Rocket Lab.
The Rocket Lab, yeah. It's like a community workspace where you can pay for like an office or a location in there, and it allows you to, you know, you can get like coffee or a smoothie or something, and it just allows you to interact with other businesses and other workers, which is
in the Jackson community.
Gets ideas flowing, builds connections.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're going to make a lot of connections like in college and once you get in a job and stuff.
You have to be able to
like a lot of work and live. Success is through connections, and connections are something that you can build. They're not necessarily always granted with like social status and whatnot. Like, you can build your own connections in that.
And people are going to remember what you have to say. They're not going to remember a filled out application.
Right.
They're going to remember your opinions and your ideas.
And some big tech companies, such as Amazon and Google, also like use these setups in their offices.
More creative flow.
To, like, get more ideas flowing.
And that's maybe the key for their success.
Creativity is a group effort sometimes.
Yes.
It's hard to come up with a whole entire new concept just by yourself.
and like they can bounce ideas off of each other.
And it's hard, especially when you're growing up in those settings of classrooms without the team building and the team work, because you learn to follow rules. Mm-hmm. You don't have any creativity of your own.
So that's about all we have for today. We talked about the importance of discussion-based classroom settings, and we concluded that discussion-based learning contributes to socialization, cultural tolerance, and increased creative productivity. Thanks for tuning in.